KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is NADRL, looking for any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net.
This is Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Route of Day City. No traffic, Dave, over.
KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Well, good evening, Rob. Would anyone else like to join us for the pre-net check-in? KC8YVF. You're check-in, Rod. Anyone else? Okay, I might have doubled with somebody. Was there a last check-in? Okay, Minnie, you are checked in.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City, and I will be in and out, guys. 7-3.
Okay, we added Rick and Dave in and out, so we'll go ahead and get started here. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call is NADRL. I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's Net Patrol operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8SDL, KC8YVF, KD8PAZ, KC8VOA, and KE8PCQ, Dave, who was in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out.
Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, Howard, Thomas Fellowship, in and out.
Okay, Howard, we have you in and out, and you're making it in here pretty good tonight. I did not get a chance to see if you were tickling hemlock or not, but you had pretty good audio. All right, this time I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Please call. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, and Franklin Township. Good evening.
Okay, Bob, I have you on the list. So at this time, let me make one more call for regular check-ins. Please call. Okay, let me run down the list just to make sure to see if we have any additions or rechecks. Rechecks. NADRL is your net control tonight. KC8SDL, KC8YBF, KD8PAZ, KC8BOA, KE8PCQ, in and out, KD8BX, in and out, and NA8KPR. Does that sound good to anybody, or should I make any additions? All right, let's go to Rob, KC8SDL, to with Ron to follow. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Sir David. NADRL in the group. Kilo Charlie to blah, sometime. Sierra Duffin. Old way ahead of my good friends out there, especially Miss Benny. Good evening, Miss Benny. Hope you are well. Well, it got balmy. Let me see here. My phone said 20 degrees. But I had the swan on today. There, Dave, kept the shack warm. And did pretty good. I played a lot of radio today, but there was a Class X solar flare went through. Kind of wiped out everything early this morning. Could barely hear anything, but all of a sudden, the vanguards must have vacated, and all of a sudden, the circles came in out there next door to me. Yeah, I had the hot water 101 on the other day. Yeah, sorry about the lack of reception there. I sent it to you, but I worked him again this morning. He was 5'9 plus. But the week ago, Saturday, all the bandages weren't very good. But I was on a swan, not too, this weekend here. I was really good. Had my 500 swans. Thank you, folks, on that net, the very informative net. The K-Wet net, hopefully, this coming Thursday, my friend K-8NK is going to loan me his MC50 mic so I can test my K-Wet TS-830. Hopefully, that's the problem. I'm waiting for that. And I also took the mic and Mike, it's on, and I got it through the KEA-DGC, because Jason lives over in Kennedy. He's going to be in Carroll here this week. He's going to drop that microphone off to Roger, WJV. He'll work on it for me there, because Alex said, yeah, I think it really ain't good to do intricate work, but stuff. Right, I had a pretty good day. Didn't do much of anything with staying on the warm side of the door. But, yeah, it's been pretty chilly the last few mornings. I'll tell you one thing. I know my dog there just likes to go in. Go outside and do the do and get right back in. But hell, with a warm up here one of these years. Okay, Dan, so I've got to report here for now. I'll be up around for the second go around. Of course, doing a great job, and glad to hear everybody on the tomorrow night. And 8 year out on the group. Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Dosima. Take it away, Dave.
Okay, Rob, well, I hope that you're able to get the Ecat up, and the Kenwood up and running with a new mic. Those are very nice radios. Every once in a while, you hear somebody talk about what the nice radio, the 520 through the 830 series was. And so I hope that works out for you. And very good on getting some radio time in today. I'm just noticing that looking at the receive sites that they're really strong. And ironically, Hemlock was just about dead last week, and man, everybody's really hitting it solid. And Rob, from all the way where you're at over in Bay City, you were kind of primary on Hemlock every once in a while, so that's interesting. Conditions, I guess, blame it on conditions. Okay, Ryan is up next, then with many to follow. KC8YVF.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, that was really strange. And I'm on low power right now, so I'm at 5 watts looking at the meter, and I'm pegging pretty much Hemlock. Yeah, hadn't been weather conditions last week. It was rainy, and you weren't bringing it up. I wasn't bringing it up, but Rick was bringing it up almost full tilt. So weird, you know, conditions. And Jeff, I contact Jeff. He says, well, it says it's up. I said, yeah, it's up, but it doesn't seem to be responding very well. But Monday night it seemed to work fine, and tonight I'm basically pegging everything at 5 watts, so who knows. Everything but Bancroft, and that's to be expected at this point. Well, gearing up for the Lions game tonight. Starts I guess pregame starts at like 7 on whatever channel, but the game doesn't start to like 8:30, 8:20, something like that. So we got time for the net here tonight. And it's winner take all at this point. Who would have thought Minnesota would have been 14-2 as well as Alliance at this point in the game? Green Bay lost today to the Bears, so that was kind of unexpected. So hopefully Lions pull this out, get the number one seed, get a first round bye, and that will help them out. Loser goes to fifth place, fifth on the list. And there was a little stat that the news had tonight. There's only been three teams that have ever gone to the Super Bowl from the fifth position. So, but there's been basically a majority of them that have gone there from the first position. So it could be interesting tonight. I want to watch the game, but yet there's a part of me that says, I don't want to jinx them. I don't want to watch it. I just wake up in the morning. If they lose, I'm not mad. And so I'm kind of torn in between here, but I'll watch tonight. Let me break. Had a good meeting on Friday night. Mike's not on here. There was about 9 of us, I think, that braved the cold weather on Friday night. We talked about Winter Field Day coming up at the end of the month on the 25th and 26th. Changes in Winter Field Day. Doc O'Connor mentioned something, sent me an email, because Randy at the meeting says, hey, if I come set up, help you guys set up and that, can I go home and make a contact on, say, 10 meters to you guys and give you guys credit for that? And I said, well, yeah, as far as I know. Well, Doc took a look at that, and that's no longer acceptable. So that was in the new rule changes, that anyone that participates in Winter Field Day at all, doesn't say whether they're transmitting or whether they're, you know, helping set up whatever, cannot go to another location and make a contact with the Field Day site. So I'll have to remind Randy that's it's a new rule change. So something new. A few other new things that are in there. I have to read back through the list there, and we'll cover that at a later meeting. But we plan to be there. I know that Fred and Tom plan to be there. Myself, Mike will be there in support area. Dave DW is planning to be there at this point. Doc sounds like he's going to be there for CW, so we're going to have at least one sideband, possibly two CW and two digital stations. So now it comes down to separation of the antennas enough that people can at least make a few, and most of the time we have to take turns, because any time the digitals are transmitting, it usually wipes out me on sideband. So we'll take turns. We'll get through it, whatever it is. That's all I got for the first go-round, guys. And Mitty, we'll talk to you on the 73 round, KC8YDF.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the regular field day has always been that way. I don't know if it covered it as far as if you were just out there hanging around helping set up, but I think it used to be if you were operating at a station that you could not go back and contact that station, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't really remember that, so probably shouldn't say anything because I really don't remember. Okay, on everything, Ron, we're going to Mini next with Rick on standby. Before we get to Rick, I'll do a quick check to see if anybody else wants to check in. But for now, Mini, you pick it up, KDAPAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys that's on here. And anyway, it was good to see Ron and some of the other ones there Saturday at breakfast. Missed you, Dave, and you too, Rick. But other things come up where you can't make it. But I enjoyed listening to Tom and Dave and all of them talking about different things that was going on. So, and then Mike, the sweet guy, he bought me a little Minnie Mouse. He was at an estate sale and saved it, and he bought it and gave it to me yesterday after breakfast. So I've got it sitting here. I've got a chair that's one, and they call it a 1.5 chair, and I got it sitting in there with some other Minnie Mouses. So I probably got close to 100 Minnie Mouse things. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Minnie, I've got to compliment you. I think you're still using that beam for 2 meters, and boy, you were lighting up everybody. Bancroft, Gira, really had a good signal, so that is still working out. Your radio and your antenna is still working out very good on 2 meters. Mike is very generous with that. Whenever he sees something that he thinks one of his acquaintances might like, he picks it up and gives it to him. It's a very nice attribute that Mike has. He's picked up a couple of neat things for me also. All right, thank you, Minnie. And let's take a quick standby. This is NADRL. Looking for any additional check-ins for tonight's Sunday night net.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso.
Okay, Bob, welcome to the net. Could I get you to give me your prefix again? I've got Zulu Oscar Bravo, but what's the prefix?
Kilo Echo 8, KE8,
QSL. QSL, Bob. Well, I've got you on the list. We'll be down to you pretty quick, and thank you for joining us. Okay, let's go to KC8BOA with, looks like Bob KPR will be on standby. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave. Yes, I enjoyed Friday night's club meeting, and sorry I was not able to make breakfast yesterday. It was a tough choice between spending time with my grandson and going to breakfast. We spent time with my grandson yesterday, actually both of them, and we did a Chris Radio kit, and that took us a little bit of time there. We probably messed around for about 4 or 5 hours before we get it all together, and went very well, and had an enjoyable time with him, and so forth. So, Rob, good to hear you on the radio. I was concerned, last time we had talked, you were going to have a procedure done or something of that nature. You were going in for some kind of medical procedure or something. So, with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCBOA, back to NADRL.
Very good, Rick, on working on the kits with the grandkids. I think that's awesome. I wish, it seems like our grandkids always have so much going on, it's hard to corner to get anything done. The only time I get to talk to them, it seems like, is when I'm taking them to an event. But it's great that you get a chance to spend time with them and also get them that introduction into electronics. That when you get a chance to do that, I'm sure it kind of keeps them off the cell phones, iPads, and all the other media stuff. So good deal on that. Okay, Dave PCQ was in and out. Dave, always good to hear you. Howard KDX, KDADX was in and out. Howard, if you're listening, that item we talked about was mailed out on Friday, I think. So I think I got a notice that it was mailed on Friday, so that should be in the hopper for you. All right, Bob, NAKPR, you're up with the other Bob to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. Not much happening here at the ranch. Just played a little radio today. Friday, I have a well, and Friday my high water alarm went on, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? The water's coming in, really getting the sump pump, so I figured maybe that's what it was. But I take a closer look, and I see the water. The line that comes in from outside from the well goes into some galvanized fittings, and the galvanized fittings were spraying all over the place. So I call up, and I call three different places. Nobody's there, or everybody's gone, So it's like, okay. So I filled up buckets and pails and whatever I could fill up, and some drinking canteens, you know, and whatnot. And so I would have to, you know, shut the water off. Then it wasn't like flooding the basement, but it was spraying. So let me buy a second. So anyways, I had to shut the water off, and of course, the pressure tank, you know, it was, if I shut the well off and I shut the valve off to feed the hose, the pressure tank was still leaking through that crack in the pipe. So when I did turn it back on to get more water, it got all this black stuff.
KAPAC, repeater Saginaw.
Anyways, this went on several times, and when was it? Last night it stopped leaking. I mean, it was just dripping. I'm thinking, okay, well, apparently some gunk got in there and plugged the hole up. That's the only thing I'm guessing, some corrosion or something plugged the hole up, because I know it's going to do it again. But somebody's supposed to give me a call tomorrow, so hopefully they can get that taken care of, because I looked at it and I'm like, oh, man, there's too much junk down there for me to get to it. So I'll let somebody else deal with it. But that was my weekend. Back to net, NAQPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, I hope everything gets straightened up for you. Wells are good to have, but they grew up on a farm with a well. I can remember my dad having struggles with it when trying to this problem and that. But at least it's not spraying for you. It's kind of like being on a submarine under a depth charge attack, I guess. But I'm glad that that it's kind of calmed down for you. And yeah, it's got to have that water. I guess it's something we just take for granted. But okay, we'll catch up on the next round. We're down to the bottom of the list. KE8 ZO Bravo. Bob, you are up. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go ahead.
John, thank you for allowing me to join. I've been doing a lot of 2 meters. It's been pretty active. I'm pretty happy with the 2 meters in Michigan. I get like Lansing, Saginaw, and Flint repeaters living in Owosso, and saving money to get one of the ICOM 5100s. I like changing them satellites too. But lately, I do more talking on the 2 meters than I do the HF band. It seems like. And I like it. You know, it's really clear audio most of the time out here. And I appreciate it. I like listening to you guys. I learn a lot. And that's about it. I rearranged my little 2-meter, 7-centimeter little corner today and getting it all ready. And, you know, I enjoy it. All right, back to net. You know, like, wait, do the Alaska Bravo back to net. Appreciate y'all having it there.
Okay, Bob. Well, fine business. And, hey, spread the word. We usually keep between 7 and 8 folks on the net. If you'd like to have more, like to keep this net going. It's just a fun net, just a rag too, and you know, it's kind of a hey, how are you type thing. And really appreciate you joining us tonight. We are at the bottom of the list. Is anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid Michigan Rag Tube? Okay, let's go to the top of the list, KC8SDL, with Ron DeFowler. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey there, NAERL in the group. Kilo Charlie, Sierra Delta Lima. Kudos to Rick there. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rick, VOA. Yeah, by the way, again, the procedure on New Year's Eve of all days went well. It really went well. I got up at 4:30 in the morning. My friend KFAAIW took me over to McLaren South Campus, not South, South Tower, and I got checked in, went and got some blood drawn. It's 5:30 in the morning, and went upstairs, and I started on me around 7. But yeah, the procedure went well. You finally got out of there about noon. Yeah, she took a lot of wear off, so I kind of was wheeling and wobbling, but I got home okay, and I played radio for a while. I don't know if I got, yeah, I did that New Year's Eve. worked a few stations, so I just kind of took it easy. But yes, it went well, so. But, like I said, I'm kind of glad that guy's come up on me that MC50 mic of his Kenwood on my TS-83, and I'm hoping the problem on the TS-83 is the microphone, but I'll know probably by Thursday if he comes to the ARC meeting, he'll drop that mic off and let me borrow it, so. But, so I'm doing a good job, Dave. Like I said, I can't thank you guys enough, especially yourself, for getting that swan lined up for me there. It's a really good reel. And, like I said, the audio clip I sent you, it wasn't really good, but I worked that guy, today. And, boy, from noise to, like, 5 mic. But, yeah, that's, I know conditions have been kind of weird because I know they said there was I think either M or an X solar flare went through, and I know this morning I could barely hear anybody, but just as the sun came up, the bang conditions, gods got happy, and the reception picked up quite a bit, so, but that changed up radio for you there, so. All right, there, Dave, you take care, have a good week, and hope it warms up a little bit, but, yeah, the tubes from the Swan, the Heathkit, well, you only got three in the kitchen, but all three of them turned on. It does keep the shack pretty warm there, so. Sunny, you take care, my good friend. Back to Mexico in 8 years. Okay, see you next show. Sunny, Dave, over.
Okay, Rob, fine business on everything. Yeah, nothing like the classic radios. I never have time to do anything with mine, but I'd like to look at them. So because they're pretty, they're nice to look at. But again, good deal on everything. Ron, you are up next with many to follow. KC8YVF.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net, welcome Bob on here tonight. Yeah, many was pegging everything on the on the repeater tonight, as far as all of the stations, even the Bancroft. So. That's what we're getting Bob in out there in Owasso. Very good signal coming in from him tonight. So, me just worked around the house on the weekend. Did a couple of 3D prints. Some things worked out okay. Some other things wasn't happy with. Not how they worked out. It's just how the person who set them up didn't work out really well. But oh well. Next thing for me is to work on the next project, which I bought a engine kit. It's you buy the parts for it, and you print all the mechanical parts for it, and then you print the engine itself from the 3D printer. So that's going to be a project for my grandson and myself, so I'm going to have to get started on that. That's about another 30-35 hour print to get all the parts done, so we'll start working that. So this winter I'm having my grandson over on a Saturday or Sunday, and we can do that as a project. Other than that, back to work full time now. My days of having short weeks are over with, so back to 5-day work weeks for a while at least. My next scheduled day off will be Dayton, but that doesn't come until May. And there'll be another day in there, I imagine. We're supposed to have the county emergency exercise out at the airport, so we'll wait and see what transpires from that to what they do, whether it's just an airport thing or the county participates in some way that they bring us in. We'll wait and see. So that's all I got. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Just be glad we're not getting the snow that they're getting down south. Kansas City and down through Kentucky, Tennessee, even in Cincinnati and that, are getting multiple inches to multiple feet of snow. So they can keep it down here. I like the weather we got right now for a little cold, but at least we don't have that kind of snow. Have a good week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. Well, you're certainly getting your mileage out of your 3D printer. I would be interested to see how that engine project goes. So you might, if you have a chance, maybe when you and your grandson get to it, take a couple of pictures and maybe share with how that's working out. But that's interesting. And yeah, weather, whew, yeah, they're going to clobber down there. Which leads me to think that possibly our time is coming. So be prepared, I guess. Make sure the snow blowers are up and running and the generators are ready to go, because you just don't know. Okay, fine business on everything, Ron. Minnie, we're going to you next. Before I get to Rick, I'll do a standby, and then I've just got a couple of things to input, my turn, I guess. And then we'll continue on. KDPAZ, pick it up, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I want to welcome Bob to the net tonight. Good to hear him in there from Owosso there. And hopefully he can maybe check in tomorrow night on our net at 9 o'clock, so on the same frequency. Anyway, not doing too much. I think I'm going to start on my puzzles again. I did get a puzzle table for Christmas, so I can put that on my table so I can swing it around and put the pieces in there. So there's four doors to it, so keep all the pieces in one place. Anyway, this is KDA-PAZ, back to NADRL.
Okay, Manny. Yeah, you have a very good signal. And, well, I'm looking forward to seeing your completed puzzles on Facebook. All right, let's take a quick standby. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call. Okay, very good. Well, this is Dave and ADRL. Just a couple of points that I wanted to interject tonight. I've always been talking about the ADRL's DXCC program, and finally got all the applications that I made from as far back, I guess, as last February and March. Got approved, so I'm all caught up. Just have to my checks or my credit card has showed that they've taken the money out for them. So hopefully I'll be getting all that stuff in the mail pretty soon. And boy, lucky me, I was able to in the last 2 weeks had three new countries confirmed. So pretty happy about that. All right, Rick, you are up, KCBOA, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Dave, and everybody in the net. And Bob, sorry to hear about your plumbing problems. It sounds like that's going to be expensive. This seems to be a time of year we're having some problems with plumbing. One of the guys at church got a problem with the sink he had to take out, and unfortunately I'm going to have to pull a toilet and replace the seal on the bottom. So that's must be this time of year. That's when it puts a little more stress on things when it gets colder. Not a whole lot new for me on radio-wise, other than spending time with the grandkids. I do have the 3D printer running right now. I've got some stuff on that. And Bob, I hope to hear you on the net tomorrow night. It's good hearing you. It's good hearing folks from other areas jumping in here. Owosso is part of the Saginaw Valley and so forth. So hopefully we'll hear you on the net tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, 73 KCAVOA.
Okay, Rick. Very good on everything. Bob, NAKPR, you were up next to follow, to be and said Oscar Bravo to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Hopefully those guys can get me straightened around in that on the pump there. Well, not the pump per se, but the piping in the house. I probably do 90% of my own repairs, but when I looked at that, I'm like, that's exactly what I want. I was like, no way, I'm not even going to get involved in that. And Ron's always talking about these 3D printers. I was always curious about them, and, you know, I was always thinking, well, maybe one day I'll get into it. But then the more I think about it, it's kind of like, I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole. I really don't want to do that. I have a feeling I'd be more prompt. Ron's more computer illiterate than I am, so I have a feeling I'd just get myself in trouble. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Dave. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. Back to the control. This is NAKPI.
Okay, Bob. Well, I'm kind of with you. Some things I know I shouldn't really get into because I just don't have enough time for it. And I know I would like it and take away time from things that I have to do. So I know exactly what you're talking about there. All right, we're down to the end of our list with Bob. KE8Z Oscar Bravo. Go ahead, Bob.
Roger, I again appreciate everybody welcoming me here. I wrote a little note put on my desk on Monday night, 9 p.m. at this frequency there in Saginaw repeater. I've been working on that Wayne Ford ICOM program for my ICOM 7300 where I can use my little laptop in spring, take it outside, and play radio on the porch with just the ICOM at times without having to take, as little as I do too, without having to take that out there. I use that for my digital FK, and I don't know how to do CW, but I like looking at the CW decoder and stuff, but I do the SSTV and FK with that Zygu in this little corner here, my ham corner, as I call it. But I will be here tomorrow night. I'm trying to find ways to stay up. I go to bed so early, get started so early. Then I'm up at 1 o'clock in the middle of the night a lot. But, yeah, I will be here. I'm making plans to do that anyway. Appreciate it, you guys. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, back to that.
Well, you're welcome, Bob. We really, really appreciate you joining us tonight. And interesting to hear about how you're working with your 7300 doing remote from the outside or from a different spot. Who would have thought years ago we'd be doing that kind of stuff now. And also the digital stuff that we're doing now. Pretty amazing. Okay, we're at the end of the list. Before I make one last call, one comment I forgot to mention. I think I mentioned last week that I bought a little Bofong HT. Actually, a seventh generation of the old UV5R. You remember the ones we bought a few years back? It seemed like all of us bought when they were so cheap. This one's not so cheap, but it's pretty slick. It's a tri-vander. It's got a really decent menu. It's a lot easier to use than the earlier Bofangs. It's got quite a few features on it. And, of course, it's a buyer beware on-lock radio, so you have to be careful with it. But interesting radio. Nice feel. And it's kind of a, like I said, not as cheap as some of the early Bofangs, but an interesting radio. All right, let's make one last call to see if anyone would like to join us for tonight's Mid Michigan Net. Please call. This is NADRL.
This is Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw County, no traffic.
Welcome to the...
Hey, good evening, Dave. Go ahead. Make your... go ahead and tell us what you've been up to.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, WADW. Oh, not a whole lot. We've been doing some radio stuff, and I put a list out at the club. It went to the club meeting. I just going to be on the website with some equipment from AGAC's estate, and we sold some, and I let Ron know. Ron, I picked up that 7300 today. I will put power on it, make sure it works. So I picked up Mike's radio, and I'll do the same with that. I was going to pick up the one that Tom wanted, and I picked the wrong one up. I picked the other Yaesu I can't remember the number anyway, but we're going to be playing around with that, and I will let you know, Ron, if you're still there, I'll let you know about, I'm pretty sure everything's okay, it should work well. I got up there, and I had a search for the microphone, but I finally found it. So anyway, 73 to everyone, have a good one, and try and stay warm anyway, if nothing else. Back to you there, Dave, NADRL, WADW.
Okay, well, glad that you could jump in and join us tonight. Okay, we're, again, at the end of the list, so time to close the net. Are there any comments or rechecks before I close?
Welcome.
All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. Also, thanks to Dave. Let's see. Trying to looking at my list here. PCQ for, even though in and out, for joining us, and Howard, KDADX, for joining us, even though you guys are in and out. Appreciate you checking in. So that, we would, this is Dave in ADRL. We had a time of about 38 minutes, so everybody have a great week, and this net is now closed, and the repeaters turn back to normal amateur use.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.